This is the sound of four baby bear cubs as a radio collar was placed on their hibernating mother in a wooded area of Marathon County 2 years ago this month. The study was led by UW-Madison wildlife ecologist Tim Van Dielen, who says its findings will soon be published.
Well, the bottom line is that bears are moving south, and they're facilitated by the amount of forest that's available. So they kind of pick their way from one forest patch to the next forest patch. I think it's almost to the Illinois border at this point.
Van Dielen says the animals that make it to the far southern part of the state are individual yearlings, like a young bear that surfaced in the Madison suburb of Wanakee.
Yeah, I went out and I actually saw the bear. I stood like 12 feet from it, and it was clearly a yearling. Those are the homeless, if you will, youngsters that are striking out on their own looking for a new home range.
Van Dielen says the state now has between 24 and 30,000 black bears, with a breeding population that has moved along the Wisconsin River as far south as Richland Center. He says the southward movement is picking up as former dairy farms are taken out of production.
Our farm country, especially like the area west of Madison here, is becoming more friendly to bears. And so the fence lines expand, the woodlots begin to expand, things get brushier. And I think all of that is more favorable for an expanding bear population.
The lead researcher on the UW Bear Study, Carl Malcolm, has been awarded a prestigious Presidential Management Fellowship. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.